Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you'll have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm David Jopy, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on the way that is blameless through life with Jesus. Jesus reigns. Hallelujah. Let us sing of steadfast love and justice. To you, O Lord, we will make music. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we will ponder the way that is blameless. Oh, when will you come to us? Let us walk with integrity of heart within our houses. We will look with favor on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with us. He who walks in the way that is blameless shall minister to us. O Lord, you have dealt with us according to our righteousness. According to the cleanness of our hands, you have rewarded us. For we have kept the way of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from God. All your love is before us, and from your law we do not turn aside. We are blameless before you, and we keep ourselves from guilt. And you, O Lord, have rewarded us according to our righteousness, according to our cleanness in your sight. Walk with the merciful. With the merciful you show yourself merciful, and with a blameless man you show yourself blameless. You are our lamp, O Lord, and you are God light in our darkness. For by you we can run against a troop, and by our God we can leap over a wall. This is God. Your way is perfect. Your word, O Lord, proves true. You are a shield for all who take refuge in you. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is our strong refuge and makes our way blameless. You make our feet like the deer's and set us high and secure on the heights. You have given us the shield of your salvation, and your great gentleness makes us great. You give us wide places for our steps, and our feet do not slip. Again, the way of the Lord is a stronghold to the blameless. The righteousness of the blameless keeps his way straight. Righteousness guards him whose way is blameless. And the blameless will have a goodly inheritance. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their heritage will remain forever. Mark those who are blameless, and behold the upright, for there is a future for a man of peace. Again, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as a light, and your justice as the noonday. Be blameless before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Blessed are you whose ways are blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are you who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, and who do no wrong, but walk blamelessly in the way of the Lord. Let God be your strong refuge, so that he will equip you with strength and make your way blameless. The Creator chose you in him before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he destined you for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. And God's will is that you repent and be forgiven in Jesus' name. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your heart blameless in holiness before your God and Father at the coming of your Lord Jesus with all his congregation. And finally, Jesus your Savior is able, first of all, to keep you from stumbling, and second of all, to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. Eliminating all causes for stumbling is a matter of loving the law. But your part in being made blameless is to build yourselves up in your most holy faith and to pray in the Holy Spirit. In such prayers, you keep yourselves in the love of God and wait for the mercy of your Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Jesus Christ keeps you blameless in a congregation with love, forgiveness, and mercy, so that you may love, forgive, and have mercy for others. Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as well as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ and that you'll continue in His love. In His holy name, Amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?